feel it. Shall rise and stand before God, there to be judged for their life works deep down in his body at the great white throne. They're judged by fire. Great love for you, for each one of you, and his desire that you enter into his fullness and receive the fullness of his eternal rewards causes him to move mightily upon me or any other one of his true ministers to cause them to use great plainness of speech to inform you of what you'll be judged for and what you'll be rewarded for. Now it's very simple. If I or anyone else yielded to the desires of my flesh, my old desires, I'd like to tell you something that tickled your ears, made you feel good towards me, compromise with you, but it would destroy us both. There's a day appointed when the dead shall rise and stand before God. There to be judged for their life's work, the deep down in their body, at the great white throne, they're judged by fire. Revelation, the 20th chapter, starting with verse 11. Listen to it. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to the work done in this life. And the sea gave up. The dead which were in it, and death in the grave delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to his works. Cast into the fire. This is the second death for the Christian. Born again, but unfaithful and disobedient, serving their own way. Into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is a judgment of fire for the lost that rejected Christ. First group of people begin to enter into the New Jerusalem. I begin to look at people by the Spirit. The word of knowledge. Begin to see things written in the books against their life. The Holy Ghost began to cry out in me. Is there a way to erase these charges that are written in the book? Up until that time, I've been using the word of knowledge to see your diseases, your sicknesses, worries, fears in your mind to deliver you and hold you. But then the books were open. When I look at you by the Spirit of Revelation, I read the charges written against you in the books. Being responsible for what I read, I must offer you the way of deliverance. If not, then your blood is required at my hand. Come my business, all that's within me, deliver you into the fullness of God. You believe that? It has been given to me by my Father to lead you into the fullness of God. That things that are written in the books may be erased by the fullness of Christ. By grace through faith, a gift from God, a yoke that's easy and a burden that's light, a life of glory, a life of love, a life of faith to bring the fullness of God. God is moving by His Spirit, forming His family in the earth to bring forth His fullness of life and power and separate His family in the earth. Our Father has spoken. When I am finished, there'll be only two families in the earth. My family and the family of Satan. I gather my family, burn up the family of Satan. To cleanse the earth of all religion and all works of the Antichrist spirit, which is the works of religious Satan. I build a new earth and shape it like heaven, cleanse of Satan and all religion, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I bring forth my people and bear my name. Once you find something in your life wrong, fall short of the glory of God, all you have to do, confess with your mouth, hath been given unto me deliverance from that thing, hath been given unto me through Jesus Christ, His nature to replace that thing, and you enter in to that nature of Christ for your life, a yoke that's easy and a burden that's light. Not a way of religious works, but a way of faith, by grace through faith. You find hate in your life? Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept hath been given unto me. Deliverance from that hate. Feel that Holy Ghost come up on you and fill you. Hath been given unto me, Father. In the name of Jesus. The love of Christ moving in my heart. Replacing that hate. Ooh, Father, faith, obedience, with eternal rewards, are to have their last word destroyed by fire. Once our Father set you in His family, bring you into His kingdom, set you in His order. Then He demands of you, stand thou now faithful, be ye steadfast, unmovable in faith. The way to perfection and maturity in Jesus Christ is by grace, through faith. None of works, lest any man should boast. Our Father hath given to you, through Jesus Christ, the fullness of Christ. You accepted by your confession of faith, and He brings it alive in you by the Holy Ghost. It's not of work, lest any man should boast. But it's also not of slothfulness. He requires you to be diligent in your confession of faith. When you find worry in your life, Lord Jesus, Father, who in the name of Jesus, I accept, hath been given unto me peace. Feel that peace move down on you. Oh. When you find disobedience in your life, our faith, you don't serve with that disobedience. You don't continue on in that way of disobedience, but with a confession of your mouth. Not because you feel like it, your flesh might feel like disobeying. Is this correct? Is there anyone here that their flesh does not feel like disobeying sometimes? Anyone here? Their flesh doesn't feel like disobeying sometimes. If there's anyone here that their flesh doesn't feel like disobeying, I'll let you have my place. The feeling of your flesh will always disobey, Earl. Your carnal mind and all of your feelings of your flesh is absolutely utter enmity against God. It never feels like obeying God. Does it, Eddie? Now, if you yield to that feelings of your flesh and disobedient, it formed in you the disobedient nature of Satan and destroys. But if you will simply begin to confess, Father, confession of your mouth has been given unto me the obedient nature of Jesus Christ. You'll feel the Holy Ghost form that obedient nature in you, and you'll begin to obey the Lord. And anything that falls short of the fullness of Christ in your life will be destroyed by fire at the judgment seat of God. Why? Because he made it so easy by grace through faith that though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. The only people that'll err are the ones that hold on to their feelings instead of entering into the life of faith. Their feelings tell them, I must do some great religious work to be Christ-like. Doesn't it, John? No way. It's by faith, by grace through faith. Is there a battle in the life? Sure, the battle of faith. How do you fight it? With your mouth, confession, and your actions. With my mouth, I confess, Lord Jesus, what I believe in my heart, out of the Word of God. Then the Holy Ghost formed in me the things that I've confessed with my mouth. Like children playing in the streets and that dance and sing, go their own way, but quit ye like men, men of faith that rule by their mouth and their confession. I've given you through Jesus Christ to possess the earth so they all may rejoice in heaven and earth so that we all may possess rule and reign as one family. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy to tread upon serpents and scorpions, tread down Satan, destroying earth as I destroyed him in heaven. Oh. all the host of heaven, angels of fire and power, all now at your command, as one of my family, I have made you through Jesus Christ, kings and priests unto me, and your Father God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that speaks against you shall be destroyed. As you live in love, in obedience to me, the Lord of hosts fights your battle, fights one with thee. Having now escaped the lust corruption of the world, through regeneration of Christ and renewing of the Spirit, your heart now being pure by faith purified, all your desires of life now are mine, so that anything to which you place your hand shall prosper and grow, as in my name you command them. All things that hinder you are the world of Satan, by the word of your mouth, to be cast down. Beloved, I wish for you that you may prosper and be in health, as your soul does prosper, is the love desired of your Father God, as revealed through John, for your daily life. You don't believe this. You'll never possess. Did you accept this? Never. You sit and wait for him to give you something that he's already given you without an action of faith. You'll never possess. Look now around you. See the things that you need for your prosperity, for your spiritual life, and for your ministry, and for your natural life on earth and daily, and require them of me. The worst insult that you can pay to God, the worst insult that you can give him, is to be unbelieving in your heart. After he's given you all things, is to sit there and unbelieve and not possess them by the confession of your mouth. Thank you. I don't blame you. If I gave my own son for you and gave the fullness of his life to you as a gift and made it so easy just to believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth for you to possess it and you wouldn't do it, I wouldn't like you either. And I'd pronounce the same woe against you that he pronounced through John. He said, the fearful and unbelieving shall not enter in. A life of faith, not your feelings, not religion, anything of Satan, the confession of your mouth that hath been given, all things unto me. I wouldn't like you very well if I were God. After I gave you everything, you sit there and wrestle in unbelief and didn't receive it. You know where you got that unbelief from, though. You know it's a character of the flesh, but you know where it come from? You coming out of religious darkness. You've been taught everything but God. You've been taught you had to wait to receive things from God. Beg for them, plead for them, hope for them. Listen to the word of the Lord. Spoken through the Apostle Peter. According as his divine nature hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You want it in a little simpler language? Let me show it. According as his divine nature hath given unto us. He's not going to give you anything more. Once he gave you, once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know what he did? You know what God did? Watch. He regenerated the life of Christ inside of you in a measure of the stature of Christ, according to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Went inside you. But he gave the fullness of Christ and the fullness of himself, your Father. He clothed it upon you outside. Now, he didn't just give you a promise, said, now I'll give you the fullness. No, sir. Now, you've taught in religion that he'll give you the fullness. That's wrong. That's a lie of Satan. If you're still living in that, you're living in a lie. Because God's word said it, that his divine nature, the nature of God working through Jesus, has sinned. is Jesus Christ in the fullness of your Father, outside. And inside of you is the life of Christ that by faith can reach out and receive anything of that fullness that's clothed upon you. I know what you've been taught. I know what you're trapped in. You're still trying to get something that you already got, aren't you? Come on. And in doing that, you're calling God a liar. Let me show you something. See this arm? Inside that is the life of Christ regenerated. His arm is regenerated inside of our arm, isn't it? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration. Is this true? And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Is this right? Not by works. He regenerated his life, his body, his person, all in you. But he gave you his fullness on the outside, clothed upon you. You got a pain in that arm? In the fullness of the divine nature of God. Is right on the outside of that arm. You don't believe it. It is. Or either he lied. What you have, the fullness of the healing nature of God, is right on the outside of that arm. You have a pain in that arm, what do? I accept, hath been given me healing on the outside of that arm, slapping on the inside. Ooh, patting on the inside. You feel the healing and the glory of God inside. You don't have to release healing from the inside, but you sure have it on the outside. Oh, you have problems in your mind, confusion in your mind. Live with that confusion if you want to. But on the outside of you is clothed the fullness of God. Right around that head. Has been given me peace. Oh. Once you accept the fullness of God is on the outside of you, you accept that man, you've got it made. And quit trying to get something you've already got. Blaspheming the gift of God. According as his divine nature hath given unto us. Hath, past tense. Hath. The only way you'll ever get deliverance from that darkness of religion is by faith. It has been given unto me. The fullness of God. Clothed upon my head. You'll always live in wisdom of the flesh, Jerry, and cast about in unbelief until you begin to depend upon the gift of God that has been given you on your mind. On the outside, maybe you don't have it on the inside, but it's clothed upon you outside. Has been given me this. You make those little confession and action of faith, and the first thing you know, just relax, and that wisdom of God begins to move in. Of course, you can continue on that religious way and get so far and sit down if you want to. Go to waiting for God to do something he's already done. Or you can get your foot out of that trap and begin to live the life of fullness of God. Ooh. about anything to which you place your hand shall prosper and grow, as in my name you command. Did you know one of the worst rebukes that I ever got? When I was begging God for something, religion taught me to beg Him for something. I down on my face. Had my rump stuck way up in the air, down in my face, down on my head, praying. I know some of you do this. They taught me that was real humble, and it felt good, the flesh. Of your father. And he said, it's mine. Your father bows his head to no need. And when I get ready for you to bow in supplication and prayer before me, he said, I'll put you down there by the Spirit, but don't let me see you down there anymore under condemnation and Satan. Don't bow your head to a knee. Stand on your feet. Ask me, simple faith and obedience. Then by the words of your mouth, begin to command whatever you ask for to come forth in the person of Jesus by the authority of your Father. Faith is a bold thing. Very few times has the Lord allowed me or led me to use the gift of faith or even the word of faith. It's strong. A few times I've had to do it. Self-defense. Nothing can stand against it. You've seen me demonstrate it. You've seen the word of faith pin folks to the floor, just like that carpet. Rise in that boldness. Weep in love, yeah. Let that boldness move you. So that you may prosper and be in heaven as your soul prospers. So you glorify your Father God by acting like the Son of Faith. you listen now? Look now around you. See the things that you need. For your prosperity and your spiritual life. And for your ministry. For your natural life. On earth and daily. And require them of me. By your confession of faith with your mouth, confess unto me, Father hath been given in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ. I now receive this need you have supplied. Never is it one he's going to supply. Never do you receive from the Lord a need he's going to supply. You receive from the Lord a need that he has already supplied. By your confession, faith with your mouth, confess unto me, Father hath been given in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ. I now receive this need you supply. Let's go it over again. By your confession of faith with your mouth, confess unto me, Father hath been given in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ. I now receive this need you have supplied, hath been given. All things unto me that pertain unto life and godliness, clothed upon me the fullness of God, that by his power all needs has supplied. Live not in the old covenant of famine, but live in the new of Jesus Christ, that hath given unto you all things and all your needs has supplied. Many people reading the Bible with their carnal mind get trapped. They read the Old Testament. They read of all the promises of God that God is going to do. And living under the law with that old carnal mind, they go and say, oh, God is going to give me something. That's law. Through Jesus Christ, he fulfilled every promise in that Old Testament. The Spirit of grace, through Jesus Christ, hath made every word of God alive, every promise, and everything have been so fly.
Have been so fly.
Then I rejoice him, because I have been healed by the stripes of Christ. Under the law, I have been made strong. Then I'll rise, even in weakness, and rejoice in the Spirit as He makes me strong.
Confession
led by Satan, I will not let him control my mouth. When he says I am dry, I say you are alive. The living water has flowed out of me. Satan,
you don't understand,
but I say with my mouth, the option you've given me has known all things. Then I relax, moving in the Spirit, and into my mind. I'm a father, God, because I have made a love action of faith towards Him. The fearful and unbelieving, the wavering mind shall dwell outside the New Jerusalem. Their judgment is the judgment of the world. the victory through Christ. By God, little children, you have already overcome. Then I open my mouth, I open it wide, and I confess our life has overcome.
I rule and reign. Jesus, in your hands.